had a couple of experiences in the last couple of weeks that, well, they were kind of full on, and I wasn't sure if I was going to record anything again. And one of these things was an interaction within GWA that gave me pause for thought. Made me uncomfortable, really. Made me go into my head a little bit and think about why I do this. What's the motivation? Who is it for? What am I getting out of it? And initially, I guess I kind of thought, and the obvious thing is doing it for attention. And that didn't sit right. And so I thought about it more, and well, I was fucking deep in thought about it, and then I had a pretty scary experience in the real world that shook me a little bit, and all the stuff got mixed up into just one big gross shitty head fuck. And I was pretty close to just taking everything down and deleting all the recordings and burning it all to the ground, really. I got pretty scared. That was a couple of weeks ago now, and to be honest, I still feel a little bit fragile. Yeah. Well, not a little bit. To be honest, I feel quite fragile. I don't know if I'll upload this or if I'll even finish recording it. Well, what direction this will take. But anyway, long story, slightly shorter. I thought about why I do this, and the closest I could sort of come to explaining it is to use the analogy of dancing, because I actually managed to go out and see some live music a couple of weeks ago. It was a big couple of weeks. I actually managed to go out and see one of my favourite acts, and I got to dance for the first time since February, I guess, in a room full of people. And it was fucking fantastic. So super cheesy. I like to lose myself in the music, and I like to use my body to express the way I'm interpreting the music, the way it feels to me, and the way it makes me feel. And so the other night I was at this gig and I was dancing, and I just felt so good. I was kind of liberating and freeing to be able to express the way I was feeling through my body. And I guess it was kind of magnified because it's something I haven't done for so long, like this year. It was exhilarating. It felt really good. And but it was for me. I was dancing because it made me feel good. The way I was moving my body was completely personal. It was... I can get a little loose. I can get a little trashy. I had this thought that if someone were to watch me dance, like if someone, well, someone who found me sexually appealing were to watch me dance, I wondered if the thought would cross their mind that I was using my body solely to get their attention, or if I was using my body to make them feel something. And I'd say maybe 10% yes, but the other 90% is just about self-expression and feeling good. And release, I guess. So, yes, there is a parallel there between touching myself, recording myself whilst I touch myself, whilst I talk about my fantasies or past experiences or whatever. I guess there's that parallel. Instead of watching me dance, you're listening to me get off. And so, I'm sorry if it offends you, but 90% of the reason for me doing this, 90% of what I get out of this, is about me. It's not about you. 10% of it is about you. 10% of it is about me liking the idea that my voice in your ear, that me talking to you, that me, like, I don't know, spilling this random words into your ear, like, turns you on and makes you feel good. I'd be lying if I said I didn't like that, but it doesn't motivate me. What motivates me is that I'm trying to express myself, I guess, instead of the music. It's me. It's my body. It's my desires, my fantasies, my physical need. And instead of using my body, like when I dance, I guess I'm using my voice. My voice is a whole lot less expressive than my body, I think, but... So, yeah, sorry, it's not about you. I'm sure you're gorgeous. I'm sure you're very fucking hot. I guess we have this relationship that we have. It's not real, but it's very intimate. It's such an abstract idea that the ear, or the ears I'm speaking into, are actually attached to a flesh and blood person at my end, hears me. I'm completely hidden, but also completely vulnerable. when I thought about not doing this. I did wonder if maybe I could switch to scripts. But I can't do it. For as long as I decide to stick around, it's just going to be more of this. As I'm me, exposed and being honest and being open, because, well, I wouldn't get turned on by anyone. I wouldn't want to fuck anyone who wasn't both of those things, who wasn't all of those things. And because there's nothing more of a turn on than and a willingness to just completely expose yourself, metaphorically speaking, as well as physically.